Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to today's High Plains Outdoors. What do you say we take about a short break here from all this awesome music, Western swing, and other things, and enjoy talking about fishing? I want to remind all of you that you can always contact me through my radio website. A lot of you know this, but I'm betting a lot of you don't. Catfishradio.org. Catfishradio.org is the site that you can, if you have any kind of fishing, hunting news, anything in the outdoors you want to share with me, you can go to catfishradio.org and there's a link there. Actually, my email address is right there on the website, so feel free to contact me anytime. I'm coming to you from the porch this morning of my little cabin. I do have a little campfire going out here. Like I do a lot of times, I've blown about my third cup of coffee. I thought it would be appropriate to get all fired up before we have our weekly visit. You know, I want to talk today about fishing. And a lot of times I'll have a guest with me, but a lot of times I have something I just want to share with you. Lake Texoma is what I want to share with you. Whether you're listening to me in eastern Colorado or southern Nebraska or Kansas, Oklahoma, wherever, I'm betting a lot of you travel to Texas, Oklahoma. It's right on the border. It's a border lake, Lake Texoma, and fish for stripers there. Well, what I want to tell you about today is fall fishing is underway. I've got a good buddy, Bill Carey, Striper Express, has been fishing and guiding fishing trips up there. He and his team for 35 years. I think they just celebrated their 35th year of being up there fishing for those stripers maybe this year. But striper fishing is, as they say now, the young folks off the chain. It's really good. If you've never caught a good-sized striper on the topwater plug, it is worth the price of admission, folks. And that's Bill posts on Facebook a lot. Well, you can go there to Facebook at Striper Express and see all the pictures yourself right now if you want to. Just like Striper Express. But some big old stripers, and they use these oversized plugs like pencil poppers, throw them up early in the morning, throw them up shallow where the shad is located, and then pop those things, and you can see the wake of those stripers sometime going from hitting that plug 20 feet away. But that's a bite. Now, that's a bite, the topwater bite, that's kind of a real jewel. It doesn't continue all day. I don't know of any time of the year it does, but it is a good time to catch them on top. Now, what Bill and crew do, they fish, they're on the water every day. They might be throwing jigs, or it's the cold, the water continues to chill. Jig fishing is really good at Texoma. Actually, fall is one of the times for that. And they use artificial baits, either topwaters, jigs. They will, you know, they stay on it all the time. So it's some of these techniques are things that were learned, gosh, over years and years of trial and error there at Lake Texoma. But, more about Texoma, it's the only lake I know in this part of the world. It is the only one I know of with a documented annual striper spawn each year. And if you know anything about Texoma, you know there's some salt mines upstream around Vernon, natural salt that get into the water, you know, right there on the river. And the salt gives the eggs of stripers just enough buoyancy to make them float along. And that's how striper eggs hatch, is a little current going down the river, and they just kind of roll down the stream bed. Now, each spring, you know, stripers make runs up the Red River above Lake Texoma, and also Lake Washita is another lake. Thought this would be a good little something to share with you. StriperExpress.com, and you can learn all about the striper fishing. I bet a lot of you have been there, and I bet a lot of you are planning trips back up there. I just want you to know the striper bite is going really good this spring and should continue, as always, right on through the winter months. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.